In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One way of understanding the parable of the wedding feast is to think about the people of Israel who were called, but who did not respond when the wedding feast was declared, when the bridegroom arrived. Jesus the Christ, the incarnate Son of God, come into the world to call all by grace to the wedding feast to celebrate the wedding of every soul to God. This is what we are created for, to live our lives as a marriage between our soul and the divine life of God Himself. Christ came into the world in order to make this wedding, this marriage, possible. But the people of Israel did not respond. But another way is to remember that we have been called to the wedding feast. Especially we here in the 21st century in America, converts to the fullness of the Christian faith. All of us have been called. But once we have entered the Holy Church of Christ, as it was from the beginning, where nothing has been lost, and we know that it is possible to unite our souls to God Himself and to live a life of marriage to God within ourselves, and that this is a heaven on earth that we can begin living now. The question is whether or not we will fully respond, whether or not we will remain faithful, or whether after the newness and the differentness and the strangeness of Orthodox Christianity has become a kind of home and sanctuary for us, might we not slip back into an understanding of our relationship to God that we had before we converted to the Orthodox faith, where all we need to do in that non-Orthodox way of understanding is to find the right teaching and to believe it, to go to church and follow the rules. Or if we are Roman Catholic, we know that we need to go to confession. We knew that before we became Orthodox. But when we go to confession, we simply admit those things that we have done wrong and we feel that God will forgive those things. Do we have a sense, as converts to Orthodoxy, that we have been called to a holy life? That our call to the wedding feast is a call to unite our souls to God? Or, once given the wedding garment, do we simply take the wedding garment off, leave it off in the world? What is this wedding garment? The wedding garment, according to Macarius the Great, is the Holy Spirit. And we were all given this wedding garment, the Holy Spirit, when we were chrismated. Baptized and chrismated Christians are Christians who have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the wedding garment that was bought at high price, was given to us. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world, united Himself to us, and as one of us, and at the same time fully God, ascended the cross, descended into death, destroyed the power of death, arose, ascended, sent the Holy Spirit, so that that Holy Spirit might be given to us as our wedding garment. But do we respond? Do we wear the wedding garment? To wear the wedding garment in our lives means to live lives of compassion. To wear the wedding garment in our lives means to live lives that are Christ-like. And if we find that we have taken that wedding garment off, then we confess, I have taken off the wedding garment, but I put it on again. And that is the connection between confession and baptism. Because at baptism and chrismation, we were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And somehow, at some point, we did something that we could not do at one with God. Something that we could not do in Christ. Whether it was the way that we treated someone, or the way that we indulged some passion or desire that is not holy, that is not Christ-like. At that point, we took off the wedding garment. We went without that wedding garment. And if Christ came to us at that point and said, where is your wedding garment? Why are you living the feast of union with God in this life without a wedding garment? There is nothing that we can respond, because we were given that garment to wear. And the consequences, we are told in the parable, where is your wedding garment, friend? In the end, Saint Theophylact, the blessed Theophylact, says that while all of us are called by the grace of the Holy Spirit, once we have entered into the faith, God examines us. God is examining us as we live our lives. And we don't know at what point he may come to us and ask, where is your wedding garment now? Because at the end of the feast, that is, at the end of our lives, the master of the feast will tell his servants, go and take all of those who have no wedding garment and cast them out. And there will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And that weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, what is that? Theophylact says, it is the repentance of those for whom it is too late to repent. We can repent in this life, don the wedding garment again, and continue to live lives of love and compassion and forgiveness, not judging others, because we don't get to say, that person has no compassion. That person lives through this feast of the celebration of the marriage of the soul to God, that is our life, without his wedding garment. We do not get to judge others. God will judge us. We cannot judge others. We don't know. We can't tell what is going on. Marriage is of two parts, like the divine liturgy is of two parts. Divine liturgy begins with the liturgy of the word, leads up to the reading of the gospel, and goes from there to the second part, the fulfillment of the divine liturgy, communion with God. And it's the same with marriage. It also is of two parts. First, there is the betrothal. We are all betrothed to God. But the second part is the living of the wedded life itself, the martyrdom of living not for ourselves but for another, the martyrdom of living a life of compassion and love and forgiveness and not judging, of putting ourselves last, of decreasing so that Christ might increase, of living a holy life that is the life of Christ, not because we are holy, because we are not capable of holiness, but because the holiness is his and we have united ourselves to him. We have united our souls to him. We are involved in a marriage. Even the least slip, we want to turn away from, ask forgiveness, and continue in peace and harmony and the love of God by way of the love of others and the decrease of ourselves. That is the nature of marriage, and that is the nature of the marriage of our souls to Christ. That is the second part of the wedding. The Blessed Theophylact says that there are many who live in their vanity and blindness, not realizing that they are not dressed and participating in the banquet. They are certain that they are amongst those who are well in, well thought of. We have the right faith. We have the right worship. But do we have the right heart? Do we have the reality of the celebration of the wedding feast between our soul and God himself? The consequences of deluding ourselves are terrible. In the end, God will know what condition we have made ourselves. We have entered the Orthodox faith because holiness is possible here, because it is the holiness of God that is offered to us. But we cannot play God for a fool. We have to be faithful to him. If we are unfaithful in the least way, he will know. We don't go to confession to let him know because he didn't know. He does know. It's for us to work out in our own heart when we have slipped, when we have in some way betrayed him and taken off that garment that he gave us at the beginning. And that's why we go to confession. That's the connection between baptism and confession that seems so difficult for us so many times to make. We return in order to receive again the wedding garment of the grace of God, the grace that is the grace of the Holy Spirit. We participate in the cross by the suffering that it takes to die to ourselves and confess this sin of having betrayed Christ in whatever way it is. And so the wedding garment is given to us again. And in the end, during the course of our lives, when God looks at our lives, he will know those who have kept faith with him, those who have responded. Many are called, but few are chosen. By grace we have all been called, but those who are chosen are those who have responded. God can tell if we have responded, have been chosen, because those are the ones that are faithful to him in the end. Unfaithful periodically perhaps, but always returning, never failing to return. And that, just as it is in a marriage, will be the criteria that God will apply to us when he looks and sees, do we have on the garment of the grace that he won for us at so great a cost and gave to us to wear? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.